This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. DOE plans to recycle radioactive scrap metal into consumer products. The DOE has proposed once again to recycle up to 14,000 metric tons of radioactive scrap metal into consumer products such as water bottles, jewelry, baby toys, and surgical implants. The radioactive scrap metal is from nuclear weapons facilities located across the country. The DOE proposal is to sell it to metal recyclers. It would then be melted with clean recycled metal, thereby contaminating both. Public comments are due to DOE by Monday, February 11, 2013. For more information and a sample comment letter, please visit the Nuclear Information and Resource Service website at nirs.org. In the late 1980s, both the DOE and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, NRC, proposed to sell radioactive scrap metal from nuclear weapons facilities and nuclear power plants. At that time, the NRC announced its quote-unquote below regulatory concern, BRC, policy, which allowed about 30% of the nation's low-level radioactive waste to be dumped into landfills as normal garbage or burned in incinerators or recycled into consumer products. The NRC estimated that its BRC policy would pose a lifetime risk of fatal cancer in one out of 286 individuals. The public was outraged. In response, hundreds of towns, cities, and counties adopted anti-BRC resolutions, which they sent to their state legislators, governors, and members of Congress. Elected officials responded by passing laws banning BRC in 15 states. Hearings were held in the U.S. House of Representatives, and in 1992, Congress overturned the BRC policy. In 2000, when DOE made another attempt, former Energy Secretary Bill Richardson suspended DOE's radioactive metal recycling program. In 2001, DOE stated that it would prepare a programmatic environmental impact statement and hold public hearings across the country. DOE and the NRC have made piecemeal efforts to implement BRC over the past two decades. In this latest effort, DOE has prepared an environmental assessment which does not require public hearings as an environmental impact statement does. On January 11, 2013, Massachusetts Congressman Ed Markey wrote to Energy Secretary Stephen Chu to convey his, quote, grave concerns regarding DOE's proposal to rescind the agency-wide suspension of the release of radioactively contaminated scrap metal from Department of Energy facilities for purposes of recycling it into consumer products that could ultimately be utilized by pregnant women, children, or vulnerable populations. This proposal to overturn the present prohibition is unwise and should be immediately abandoned, end quote. Markey and many others are concerned that the metals would not be labeled and that a single person could purchase many contaminated consumer products, thus receiving a higher dose of radiation over their lifetime. Please submit your comments electronically to scrap_PEA comments@hq.doe.gov. This has been the CCNS News Update. To support the work of CCNS, please make your tax-deductible contribution at our website at nuclearactive.org.